On the beginning of this lecture, Maharaj is repeating the points from previous katha, the point when Gop Kumar was so much attracted towards the Brahman effulgence of the Lord. And he was surprised why he's so much attracted that even he desired to merge with it. At that time, Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiva, along with Vishnu Dutas, appeared. Having the darshan of Vishnu Dutas, associates of Lord Vishnu from Vaikuntha, is very rare. It's very rare and obtainable darshan. Along with them, there was also Lord Brahma, four-headed Brahma, as well as eight-headed Brahma. There were so many Brahmas, some with many, many heads. In every Brahmanda, in every universe, the secondary creation is Brahma. And for each universe, each Brahmanda, there is different Brahma. The Brahma that creates under Lord's instruction in our universe is having four heads. At that time, Lord Shiv Shri Mahadev, he has told Gop Kumar, all of these associates of the Lord, they gained sarupya. That's one of the muktis, one of the ways of liberation, to get the same body as the Lord. Lord is in this way gifting his dear associates. For example, when someone is wealthy, he will also give wealth to persons he loves. They will make them their servants. The Lord Himself, He gives His own devotees, He gives them Himself. He gives them the same form as He has. As when, for example, someone is surrendering to the lotus feet of a sadhu, that sadhu will give the power. He will bless that devotee and he will make him as he himself is. He will make a devotee from that person that surrenders to him. Some wealthy person is bestowing mercy upon the person that comes to work for him by making him his servant. But the Lord, he is giving himself, he is giving the same form as he possesses to his dear devotees. Shri Mahadev Lord Shiva has told to Gop Kumar that these Vishnu Dutas, associates of the Lord, they are preaching the Lord's glory on the earth. They are chanting the Lord's name. They are speaking katha about Lord Govinda. They are chanting the name of Lord Govinda. In the section of Srimad Bhagavatam, their description of Ajamil and his life is described. Also, it was described how Vishnudutas were victorious over Yamadutas. Yamadutas, the servants of Sri Yamaraj. When Ajamil was to be taken by Yamadutas for all his sins, Vishnudutas saved Ajamil. They told he was chanting the name of our Lord Narayan. But Yamadutas were mentioning again and again, explaining that actually Ajamil didn't mean to chant Lord Narayan's name. He was chanting the name of his son, who was named Narayan. But Vishnudutas answered, although he chanted the name of his son, being named Narayan, originally it's the name of our Lord Narayan. So you are not eligible to take him. We are taking him. So Vishnudutas are glorifying the Lord, chanting his name. So in this way, Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiva, after describing the glories of Vishnudutas, associates of Lord Vishnu from Vaikuntha, he's also pointed to all these endless Brahmas that were there present, that each of them is under Lord's instructions creating different universes. So this effulgence of the Lord, Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, Lord Shiva has explained that kind of salvation, that kind of mukti, Sayujya Mukti, is so insignificant that those who don't have bhakti and who are burning in fire, great fire of this material existence, they desire to be freed from the stress of material existence. Sometimes they are eating, sometimes they are not eating, they are performing great austerities. So these kind of sadhus, they desire to merge with Brahman effulgence of the Lord, and in this way get freed from material existence, from the troubles and distress of material existence. In all this creation, the living entities are immersed in distress. They are getting distress from varieties of ways. There are different kinds of kleshas, different kinds of distresses. But the greatest is the one that comes from those that the living entity considers their own, from their own family. So the living entities that are feeling distress in this material world, they are thinking, we don't want this distress anymore. They want to end this circle of birth and death, taking another womb, taking another birth and dying. Those who have realized the distress of this material existence, some of these personalities, they desire this kind of Sayujya Mukti, merging with Brahman, effulgence of the Lord. But Lord Shiva is explaining that The mukti, this kind of salvation, is insignificant. So this is why he has told him, you give up this Brahman effulgence right now. Srila Sanatana Goswami also describes that this Sayujya Mukti, this kind of salvation while merging with Brahman effulgence of the Lord, is for foolish persons. The devotees of the Lord, Bhaktas, even if the Lord would desire to give them mukti, Sayujya Mukti, they won't accept it. What is this Sayujya Mukti? It is the weed of bhakti. Devotees are not interested in mukti. Mayavad has been preached by Lord Vishnu, Lord Mahadev. But now he himself is saying that mukti is insignificant. He has described to his wife Uma Devi in Padma Purana Patal Kanda, he's saying, in Padma Purana Patal Kanda, Patal section, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, he's quoting and he's explaining that this Mayavad is actually Asat Shastra. It is not a real Shastra. It is non-truthful, not eternal Shastra or scripture. The original or the root mantra, mool mantra, is Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. So Mahadev is saying, hey Devi, in Kali Yuga, Brahmanas are so fallen. They are very fallen. They are attracted to this kind of non-truthful, not eternal scriptures. There, these further shlokas describing why did Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiv, preach this Mayavada, this untruthful, not eternal scripture. In Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described. There is no fault in Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiv. He has accepted the instruction of the Lord. The Lord has instructed him, Lord Shiv, Shri Mahadev, to preach this untruthful, not eternal scripture, to preach Mayavada, and in this way hide the real truth. The real meaning of all scriptures was hidden. So, there is no false with Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiv, that he has spoken such a philosophy. He did it under the instructions of the Lord Himself. And those who will accept this kind of Mayavad philosophy, they will be completely destroyed. So when the question comes that Shri Mahadev, such a great devotee, the greatest devotee of the Lord, is preaching Mayavada, so the answer is because it was desire of the Lord. So Lord Shiv Shri Mahadev told to Gop Kumar, "Hey Gop Kumar, I did it upon instructions of the Lord." At that time, the Brahmanas, they didn't follow Vedic instructions anymore. They didn't accept the Lord. So the Lord has told to Shri Mahadev, He has told that these personalities are not following Vedic scriptures anymore. They are not having faith in me, the one Lord. So the only way to deal with them is to preach Mayavada so that they get attracted to Brahman effulgence, non-personal form, the effulgence of the Lord, and in that way get salvation through this Sayujya Mukti, merging with the Brahman effulgence of the Lord. So Vishnudutas further spoke to Gop Kumar, and they addressed him in such a beautiful way. They have addressed him as the one who is dear to Umapati, the wife of Lord Shiva. Her name is Uma. So the husband of Uma is Lord Vishnu. So Vishnudutas told, "Oh, you cowherd boy who is dear to the husband of Uma. Lord Shiva has told you, Shri Mahadev has told you, then in order to reach Vaikuntha, 100 times greater mercy that he himself is receiving is required. But you're already so fortunate. You've received the blessing of your dearest Gurudev. Who is your Gurudev? That Mathura Brahman that initiated you and gave you Gopal Mantra. He is manifestation of the Lord Himself. He has blessed you. And by His blessings, you were so fortunate to gain the transcendental body even. So in order to gain the Lord, the only way is bhakti, devotion to the Lord. Where does the bhakti come? It comes by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Harikatha. The greatest power comes and the bhakti is received. That kind of power is possible only by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing Harikatha. What will happen if the bhakti is awakened? What will be possible to gain by bhakti? By bhakti, that is the greatest shakti of the Lord, the greatest potency of the Lord. The person will gain Sachit Ananda form, the existence that is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. That kind of body is completely different the material body, it is completely different body. It is not made of material elements. Another example can be given. When there is the iron rod that was thrown somewhere on the side and it got rotten, how is it possible to purify it? That kind of rod, it's then thrown into the fire. And being heated by the fire, it gets the same quality as the fire itself. And all the impurities get cleansed in that way. That iron rod has gained the dhatmya or oneness with the fire. It becomes fire by being heated in the fire. Associated with the fire, this iron rod became fire itself. It got completely purified. In the same way, as our hearts are filled with the dirt from many, many previous lives, our hearts get contaminated in this way. So through the process of bhakti, our heart will get purified. We will gain this tadatmya, oneness in quality with the Lord, Sachit Ananda quality, existence that is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Hey Gop Kumar, the Lord is possessing so many wealth, but the greatest wealth of the Lord is bhakti. No one can describe glories of bhakti properly. It's not possible to gain bhakti through any other kind of processes. If someone is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and being dedicated to the service of a devotees, then they will gain that power. What kind of power? The power of bhakti, devotion of the Lord. Another example can be given. A wealthy person that possesses lots of gold, jewels, he is always ready to give gifts and to give that gold, gold necklaces, etc., as a gift to someone. But when such a wealthy person possesses sparsha money, it's the touchstone, the touchstone that is able to turn iron into gold. That wealthy person is hiding that touchstone. And he's not ready to give it away. Although ready to give some golden necklace as a gift, the wealthy person is keeping aside that touchstone. So in this way, the Lord is easily giving mukti, salvation, but he's not giving bhakti, his greatest wealth, so easily. It's clearly said in this verse, She, Govinda, is ready to give mukti, salvation, very easily. But he is not ready to give bhakti yoga so easily. What does it mean, he's not ready to give it easily? He's not giving it automatically. Those who are devotees of the Lord, who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, they will be gifted by this greatest gift of bhakti. Not everyone is ready to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Not everyone is attracted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Lord is easily giving mukti. Even Kali is agreeing that the persons easily get mukti. In this way, these personalities would be his customers. So bhakti is not given easily. It's not given automatically by the Lord. There are further examples of Mother Yashoda, who during Kartik month, she was trying to tie her son, Damodar. When someone is possessing the robe of pure love, praying towards the Lord, then, as an example of Mother Yashoda, they are able to tie the Lord. And this verse is saying that the living entity is wandering from Brahmanda to Brahmanda, from universe to universe, from life to life. This human body that we have got is not our first form, not our first body that we have received. Parabrahman describes the wandering of living entity. Living entity is getting one body and then getting another one, changing endless wombs and endless times being born. It is the topic to consider, to carefully think about. We can see that each living entity, even gaining the human form of life, is in different situation. Someone is wealthy, someone is poor, someone is happy, someone is in distress. Even gaining a human form of body, so much distress is felt. And what to say about so many different forms that we have taken, sometimes as insects, a different kind of animals, so many different forms of life. Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto is describing topics of taking birth. Shikapila Muni, Shikapila Dev is describing to her mother, to his mother Devahuti. There we can understand what kind of difficulties living entity is undergoing with again and again taking birth and dying, taking shelter of another womb, of another mother, taking birth and dying again. So much distress the living entity undergoes. So this verse is saying that while wandering through life to life, universe to universe, the fortunate living entity gains Bhakti Lata Bij by Shiguru. The fortunate living entity is receiving this Bhakti Lata, Bij, the seed of the creeper of Bhakti. Shri Guru is bestowing such a blessing, such a gift upon a devotee, upon a disciple. Guru is giving mantra of the Lord. So one is to accept it and also to take care of that seed. As when someone is sowing the seed, it's not enough to just keep it in the ground, but the water should be given, the proper amount of sun and water. So much care is required. Cleaning it from the weeds, etc. If the seed would be just thrown in the ground without any care, it will simply dry. In the same way, receiving Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of creeper of Bhakti, the sadhana, practice of devotional life, should be done. In this way, the proper ingredients, as for a seed, water and the sun, cleaning from the weeds, is done in the same way in the process of bhakti. Through process of bhakti, the seed of bhakti is being watered by Harinam, by hearing Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, by all of these practices of sadhana. Through process of bhakti, all the varieties of weeds of bhakti are coming. We should be careful to guard our seed of bhakti from all of those weeds. So the fortune-living entity that was wandering throughout the endless lives and universes, by the mercy of Shri Guru, is getting the seed of creeper of bhakti. So how beautifully Chaitanya Charitamrita described very simple Bengali verses. All the knowledge of the Shastras is being churned, and it's contained in these simple Bengali verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Vishnu Dutas told to Gop Kumar, you should go to Vrajabhuni, Vrajadham. It is so special abode. It is wish-fulfilling abode. All desires are being fulfilled in Sri Vrajadham. Amongst all the dhams, all the abodes of the Lord that are fulfilling desires, Sri Vrajabhumi is the greatest. It is giving the greatest blessings. And when speaking about bhakti, the prefix Sri is being used, Sri being feminine, because bhakti is feminine. So by the mercy of Sri Vrajadham, all desires can be fulfilled, even to gain abode of the Lord. Everything is possible to gain through Harinam Sankirtan. Vishnu Dutas were instructed Gop Kumar to go to Vrindavan, to Sri Vrajadham, Sri Vrajabhumi, and be engaged in chanting the Lord's name, Nam Sankirtan. Go to Vrajadham and do Nam Sankirtan. Then you will gain prem bhakti. And in that way you will be able to reach Vaikuntha. So Vishnu Dutas were glorifying chanting of the holy name as the greatest way to gain the mercy of the Lord. Amongst all processes, all nine processes of bhakti, Vishnu Dutas were glorifying Nam Sankirtan, chanting of the holy name. So we can see that there are different kind of emphasizes put on hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, and it may look like a different in a way that is opposing one another. But here example can be given of Srimati Radharani and opposing party of Chandravali. In their opposing relationship, so many wonderful leela that are relishable for Srishti Radha Krishna are happening. Because of all these differences, the relish come, although it looks like fighting of the opposing elements, but for those who can find relish in it, they are able to relish. As for example, there is sweet taste and salty taste. They are different and opposing. But taking each of them through these varieties that are relished, the further great relish comes. So, associates of Lord Vishnu are glorifying chanting of the holy name as the greatest way to gain the mercy of the Lord, to get pure devotion, prem towards the Lord. But our acharyas are not describing in the same way. For example, Srila Rupa Goswami is describing that only through Smaranam, Smaranam or remembering of the Lord can be gained. That the Smaranam is Shrestha or the greatest. That there is nothing greater than it, so it looks like opposing conclusions that are opposing and fighting between themselves. What Vishnu Dutas are saying and what our acharyas are saying. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he's also saying that Smaranam is the greatest. In the mind, remember the Lord. In the mind, it means it's remembrance, Smaranam. In the mind, remember serving the Lord in your Svarup. Day and night, be absorbed in remembering of the Lord, Smaranam, remembering the Lord's Leela and serving in your Svarup in those Leelas of Srishti Radha Krishna. So our acharyas are emphasizing Smaranam, remembrance of the Lord as the greatest. Also Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He is glorifying Smaranam as the greatest. That what is being remembered, contemplated upon, desired through sadhana, that will be gained, reached at the moment of perfection, at the moment of siddhi. So he also, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, has glorified Smaranam as the greatest. So Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad described that it is true that by chanting of the holy name, prem will come. But in which way the name should be chanted? That should be chanted with pure love, with attraction and affection. Example is given of a son that dies, and then the mother is lamenting, crying, in order that her son comes back. There are so many examples. Mother loses a child and she is crying, lamenting profusely, desiring that her child comes back. She desires to gain her child again. And she's crying, lamenting with so much attraction, affection towards the Lord, desiring that her child gets revived, enlivened again. Or another example is given of a wife whose husband has died. So she is remembering the husband. His faithful wife, she can't sleep during the night. Constantly she is remembering her husband and she is crying, lamenting profusely in separation from her husband. So in this way, we should chant the holy name with great affection and attraction. There is example of chatak birds. This bird, chatak bird, is whole year waiting for the rain to come because it is not drinking any other water from any other source than when the drops of rain are coming from the clouds. So all the time, chatak bird is looking at the sky, waiting for the clouds to come. And the rain, the drops of rain, come from the clouds in order to drench its thirst. Another example are kurari birds. Kurari birds and chakravak birds, they are similar kind as cranes. They live in pairs, husband and wife, female and male bird. But when one of them dies, the other one instantly dies as well. It's possible to see it. So many hunters can give a proof. When they kill one of the birds, another one instantly dies as well. Lamenting, crying, it dies as well. So many examples, so many proofs are about this. So these chakravaki and kurari birds, they are so much attracted. The pairs are mutually female and male in the pair. These two birds are so much attracted towards each other that in separation they are giving up their bodies as well. So in order to chant the holy name properly, the bhav, transcendental loving mood is required. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is giving that conclusion. So, Nam Sankirtan is glorified as the only way to gain the Lord. But the proper way is described, that at the same time, while chanting of the holy name, the absorption should be in the Lord. The Lord should be remembered intensely. Then the result of developing purest love for the Lord, gaining the Lord, will come. So Vishnudutas have instructed Gop Kumar, hey Gop Kumar, you go to Vrajabhumi and chant the holy name, Du Nam Sankirtan. and you will be able to gain the darshan of the Lord in Vaikuntha. We are going to help you to reach Vaikuntha. So in this way, Vishnu Dutas, associates of Lord Vishnu from Vaikuntha, they have blessed Gop Kumar in this way. They told, you go to Vrajabhumi, it will fulfill all of your desires. With a blissful mind, Gop Kumar, he has offered obeisances to Vishnu Dutas, Lord Vishnu Mahadev, Lord Shiv, Shri Mahadev, and his wife Uma Devi, to their son Ganesh. Gop Kumar offered obeisances to all of them and instantly has reached Vrajabhumi. How is it possible? Because his body was not anymore as ours, made of material elements. He had already gained transcendental body. So just by thinking of Vrajadham, he has reached it instantly. So there, he has told to Kamaka Brahmana, hey Kamaka Brahman, just as I was thinking that I should go to Vraja, instantly I've seen that I've reached Shivrajadham, Shivrajabhumi. Gop Kumar has reached Vrajadham, and he was thinking, I should chant the holy name. I should do Nam Sankirtan. So we are hearing now these topics, how Gop Kumar was praying to Shishirada Madan Gopal, desiring to gain Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha. So at this point, we have reached to the end of the third part, the third chapter of the second canto of Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And by Sri Radharani's mercy, we are going to continue with the fourth chapter of the second canto.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai Goshti.